pod.
Let's go.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your boy D-Vone, and we're going to talk about relationships. First off, we're going to talk about, is there any differences between dating now compared to back in the day? We're going to say that. It was the other word, but back in the day. Do you see any differences between them? Let's start with Nene.
Okay, so for the old people, you mean?
Whoa. We just went over this mature.
What did we
so
say?
So basically, like, older relationships compared to new relationships. So for sure, I think, like, the roles have changed. So basically, back in the day, it was okay for the women. The woman would normally not work. So the guy would be the male would be the one that was the breadwinner. And now these days, that is not a thing. It's like you either both do it, or it's even the women is doing it and the male is okay staying at home. So that's changed.
Kind of like we're the stay-at-home dad, that mm-hmm. situation. That
it's a little bit against. More accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the older generation, no. It's not accepted.
I don't know if it's a little bit harder to have a single-income family now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
I think it has a lot to do with it.
It is true. Another, I guess another thing would be technology. Like, older generation, we can, I could have sworn it was Dave Chappelle made a joke in one of his specials saying, you see this older generation stays together longer. He's like, think about it. Right now, you text your significant other literally every hour of the day or even, you know, more than that. Back in the day, you would leave to work, not see them for 8 hours, come back and, you know, you'll see them.
Catch
you know?
Up at that time.
Exactly. Like, now it's you don't really communicate. They didn't really communicate. In that aspect, but yeah,
I think so. With like, there's other variables like social media can also hurt relationships. Mm-hmm. I remember Cody one time made a very good point. There was this girl that we both knew, and she barely got into a relationship. She was in for one for like 3 months or so, but every single day they would post on Facebook about each other, right? About how much, you know, they love each other and how they mean to every single day. You knew that post was coming. And he made a good point. He was like, what's hard about that is, you know, as you grow as a relationship, you know, those posts kind of stop. And it's not that your feelings stop, but it's just, you know, like,
you evolve.
Yeah. You stop posting stuff. And that could create an argument. That could be like, remember when you used to be so proud of, you know, me and posting me out all the time? And that's not saying that you shouldn't post, you know, about your significant other. But like, those small things that, you know, they didn't have mm-hmm. back in the day can create different arguments that
yeah, creates some possible standards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially because you always see, like, you know, those Instagram couples that everyone wants to compare to. That, you know, like, you know how they always say people yeah. on social media have, like, you know, the best life when realistically, you know, behind the scenes, they struggle just like everybody else. So. Yeah.
Hashtag couple goals. Like, couple goals. That's like, what they say.
Oh, hashtag couple of goals. I got you.
Do you think communication is better now or it was then?
What do you mean by communication? Like what Jesus was saying about...
Like, do we communicate better?
I think what Jesus was saying, we could text more. Because when he was talking about that, I was thinking about they used to have the cord phone, and there was only, like, one phone in the house. So whenever you're calling, someone else picked up, and they're like, hey, can I speak to this person? And now you're just calling that person all the time.
I feel like being able to communicate, like, more now because of devices doesn't mean that we communicate better now. It's really tricky.
Hey, Patrick's grandparents have one cell phone that they share. That's like cute.
Grandparents did that too, actually.
Yeah, that's cute.
I think, like, how do I word this? You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. You do. Do you think it's harder? So if we're going off like communication with just everything that's available today, right? You can have your opinion about everything, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's so easily acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Patrick. And so do you think that could possibly hinder relationships too? Because that's opening a door of, I guess, more fights, more disagreements, more arguments because, you know, people may be a little more opinionated because of what's available. Information is easier available today, so people have the option to be a lot more opinionated than they used to be in other relationships. Do you think that could be a problem?
I guess it goes back to, like, if you know the person that you're dating. A lot of people get into relationships super fast, and then during the relationship, you find out who that person really is. And to your point, yeah, it's like the more stuff you're accessible to, the more different sides you see in someone that you didn't know.
Because that would be my thing, was that how that could change, you know? Because let's say I'm not very interested in, like, let's say me and Jesus are dating, right? And I'm not interested that much in photography. Like, we dated 50 years ago, right? And I learned everything I know about photography now from him. But now, let's say today, I'm not that interested in photography, but now I can go online and research everything. What if his outlook on photography is different than mine, and now we now just created this argument that essentially could have happened that wouldn't have happened, you know, years ago? I guess that's kind of more or less what I'm saying.
I thought you were trying to say, like, it was easier to date, like, you were kind of like, social media allows you to stalk the person.
I think I know what Nate's talking about. You're talking about, like, you're set up with a person, like, oh, let's have a date, and then you're Google searching them, go on their Facebook, you're going every day.
Oh, she likes this, she likes this, she likes this. Okay, we'll talk about this. I like this too. And so it's like, we talked to Devin about this before, and we were like, this girl posts, she likes this, she likes to read this, so it's like,
more prepared, basically.
I was more prepared, but I think back then, you know, you just say, hey, friend, I have this person that I think that's good for you. You want to meet this person, go on a date? So, yeah, and you just got based off, you just went based off the first blind date.
If you met a girl or a guy, right, and you met them, obviously, in real life, you know, you sat down until you met them at work or whatever, and then you go home and you do Facebook them and you see stuff that you disagree, could that hinder you dating them, even though, let's say, y'all hit it off your first, like, moment together, but now you're going online, you've seen kind of what they post, and there's things you don't disagree with, could that hinder a possible date between you two?
Yes, because there's weird people out there that would just post, like, selfie after selfie after selfie after selfie, and that is so weird. like it's like 20, like, especially for males. Like, females, you know, okay. But a male that has, like, 10 selfies down his whole Facebook, and let's say y'all went on a date, it was great, but then you look at his thing and he's weird. That's weird.
So you would not pursue a relationship based purely off of that?
Something's wrong.
Like, if everything's wrong.
Something's definitely wrong.
If, like, everything else is perfect, he's your dream guy in every way, shape, or form, except he posts too many selfies.
He's probably, like, very self-centered.
Okay, I guess he's self-centered, but he's your dream guy in every way, shape, or form other than that.
He's full of himself.
But you haven't answered my question.
No, thanks.
No, you're going to... Wow.
Yeah, because...
But you already went on a date with the person?
Yeah.
No, well, you met him.
You met him. This is pre-first... Oh, gotcha. You just met them. This is pre-first date.
That's what he's saying. Like, would you go on a date with him? I guess it's more of the fact that it's, like, first impressions really count, you know? Mm. But I guess now there's first impressions somewhere else.
What you post on social media.
Can't really control. Or you can control, but essentially, you know, you don't know that that's going to happen. Social media is very like, even with jobs nowadays, I feel like they search you up and, you know, check what you're posting and what you've been doing, and you may or may not get the job because of that.
I try to think, like, back in the day, did they have more time to spend with each other, like, quality time? But I feel like now we have a lot, like, technology things that made it easier for our jobs. And, like, older generations, what if they didn't have, like, a washer and dryer, and the wife has to be washing all the clothes by hand or something like that? A lot of their time was spent working.
So you're saying they spent less time talking to each other?
Maybe.
Or do you think, like, technology has created, like, when we are together, but we're both kind of on our phones, or we're both, you know, watching a movie on Netflix.
We're together,
like,
but disconnected.
Correct. You don't have that one-on-one relationship anymore of actually talking about.
We even sat down one day to eat, and Bri was like, well, you know, let's try just putting our phones away and actually eat, you know, without our phones on the table. And that was kind of weird. Like, not in a way that it's weird. We'd have nothing to say, but it's different. Like, a different aspect, a different, like you're eating and you're like, oh, you know, like, actually having a conversation instead of, hey, look what I just saw, or look what this. And
especially when you spend so much time together, you're like, okay, and oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was even like that when we went, when me, Devin, and Cody went on our honeymoon. The cruise.
Tiger King.
And you go, like, a week, you know, without technology. So, you know, you don't have social media and all that. Mm-hmm. You're not texting anybody. So you're kind of forced to sit down with each other, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and create that conversation and talk. And it was a completely different kind of little realm we bonded there.
Yeah. It definitely does make a difference, technology.
But yeah, I could see how that could put a little, another extra little variable there.
So, okay, I read an article and this is what it said. It said, basically, we are more open with friends about personal relationship and things now. So in other words, like are more open to talk about personal things with our friends instead of back in the day. You think that's true?
I think so. And I think because the persona and stereotype of, like, especially when it comes to men, like a man having to be this manly man that, you know, doesn't open up is completely different now than it ever has been. Because you see your role models, you see your athlete role models and your actors and, you know, these, you know, quote unquote manly men opening up and standing for what they believe in and you know, standing up for certain things that it allows you as an individual to kind of open up and feel accepted, I guess. So I agree with that.
I feel like nowadays you rely on your friends' opinion more on what you're trying choices. To figure out. Yeah.
Like you, so if you bring are we more cautious of being judged? Like, are we more careful?
I mean, that just depends on the person. But as far as like a relationship, I'm sure, if you brought a question back or like after a first date, you go to your friends and be like, what do y'all think? You're going to take that information to heart rather than maybe think something else yourself. But, oh, now that my friend said, you know, maybe not, then I shouldn't probably think that way. So that is pretty interesting. That go into what you said as far as like you talk to your friends more for advice or about relationships. That's probably where that's going to. Like on that show You on Netflix, like...
sponsor. That's good.
She goes back and talks about Joe to her friends, and they talk about it, and
you know, basically say how they feel like they know him already, and they've never met him.
Yeah,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Or like they were bashing him, and then she was kind of like second guessing it, like pursuing it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh.
Didn't you say you had a stat about? And I don't remember if it was for this or it was for something different, but if you had a stat about like cheating. I don't want to take your shine because it was actually a really good stat.
I think that was on like something else. Oh, like that it's easier now?
No. Well, you basically said that the other day you saw a stat where it said women cheat more today than they did back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, it basically just said that these days now. So back in the day, males used to cheat more is what it was. I don't know why that was just what it was, but that was back in the day. And this thing said that now it's split down the middle. Women cheat just as much as men do.
Well, I think that kind of ties back to what you were saying about women staying at home more and not really being out and about. Guys were working and on the road or whatever.
Like there's more opportunity now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tied into how we've talked about how, and I think we've gone off the subject a little bit, like as far as what was difference, but you know, we've talked about how like in today's generations, how like, you know, we're kind of making a stronger bond with your significant other as far as like you're progressing more. You're like, you're moving in together. People are having kids before you actually get to that marriage part. So that's something else different that, you know, essentially that what we're doing today that a lot of people didn't do.
Yeah.
That it goes out all out of order. Day.
The steps.
Yeah.
Or the order of.
Yeah. Like the little timeline. What it was
supposed to be. Yeah. I don't know who told us that it had to be this way.
Hollywood told us. I'm just kidding.
Why we all followed.
It was frowned upon. And, you know, if you're living with somebody, it's like, y'all living together? Y'all not married? Y'all need to be married and, you know, that stuff. Now it's just...
the normal.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I don't know. Don't worry. It'll get back to me. Just... I was thinking about it. I was thinking about what you just said, but I was... thinking about something else.
I was confused. I was thinking about what you just said, but I was also thinking about something else.
That what he just said is going on in his head.
I thought he was into a rap song all of a sudden. I was thinking about you.
What just happened?
Man, I had it in my
but
head.
The I do, like, if we go towards, like, the way the little old men treat their little old ladies, like, when you see them.
Oh, right,
Oh, that's the cutest thing ever. Yeah, that's, I told one of the stories where the little old man was just so nice. And then it's so crazy how you see them, like, eat dinner together and they're just silent. And they're just eating. They're just happy as can be.